Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program with the folks who don't quit till the job is done, our state's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Before we delve into the topic of the day, which is the recently passed legislation out of D.C. dealing with infrastructure, remind you this is the last week you can get signed up to attend one of the sessions of Growing On 2022. This annual Farm Credit Services of America and South Dakota Corn-sponsored event is always very popular. This year, all of the sessions will be in person, will feature three very respected professionals, including Dr. Steve Johnson. The topics include marketing insights, risk management strategies, and economic perspectives for the coming year. All of the sessions are free of charge, include a meal. However, registration is required. You can do that by visiting the South Dakota Corn website, sdcorn.org, events. Hey, let's visit a bit about the bipartisan infrastructure package, which recently was passed by the House of Representatives. A package, by the way, which was passed by the Senate last August, clearing the way for the legislation to become law. I'm not a political person that paid a little attention to what this legislation might do for markets, but after reading a release from the National Corn Growers, it makes sense. Funding in the bill, which is important to corn farmers, includes $17.3 billion for our nation's ports and inland waterways, $2 billion specifically for rural broadband access. According to NCGA President Chris Ennington, this is a once-in-a-generation infrastructure investment that will help farmers for years to come. 60% of corn exports move on the inland waterway system, and the maintenance of that system is vital for the global competitiveness of U.S. farmers. And we all realize the huge importance of the export market for our farm commodities, corn in particular. Anything we can do to enhance those exports has to be positive. We think about broadband access to our rural communities. We think about marketing crops, using precision technologies, and running the overall operation. 2021 has been quite a year for our food producers. A little positive news is always welcome. Hey, be safe as you wrap up your fall work, and thanks for what you do.